Hi folks, we wanted to have a quick conversation with Martin just to catch up, see how he is. He's actually still in hospital, so this was recorded over the phone. I'm not exactly delighted with the audio quality, but bear with it. It's only a short pod. Gets a bit tempestuous, but I have to say Martin is right in there in the hospital at the moment. He is immunocompromised, so we have to understand where he's coming from. These podcasts rely on your support. We do need people to head over to patreon.com/tortoiseshack. Genuinely, we're trying to put this together. We're sitting here on a Sunday afternoon. Could do with the support to keep these lights on and the mics working. Talk to y'all soon. Thanks. Hello and welcome to a very short, very quick echo chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves, and joining me on the phone is my co-host and immunocompromised Martin McMahon. Martin, how are you?
How you doing, Tony? How's things?
Not too bad. It seems like I haven't seen you in almost 3 or 4 days. That must be the first time in years, mate.
It is, yeah, the first time in years. But what can we do? Stuck where I am. Stuck where I am.
What was look, Martin? There's only this is very, very quick now. In terms of what's developing around the coronavirus, and more importantly, sometimes what's not developing. I've been speaking to experts and actual doctors and consultants and people who know what they're talking about, and it's they really do need the support of the public. They need the support of government, and I feel that the public stand ready, but I'm not so sure that the state are pulling their weight. I made a point the other day where I thought was, which I made it kind of tongue in cheek, and we talked about this. I was almost afraid to tweet it, saying that if I was a member of a government that was recently, smashed in an election because people felt that they didn't care about them, maybe they would look upon this opportunity to show that they really do give a damn. But I keep hearing things like consumer sentiment and let's not spook the markets. I think that's just that language actually terrifies me, because it reduces people to numbers on a page and statistics, and offsets them against potential damage to the economy. What are you hearing?
Well, as I've said to you before, Tony, and all things, the guys who made the most money out of the financial crash were the guys who bet on the worst case scenario. Now, if you look at Italy, they've just locked down 10 million people. 10 million people, because they didn't act quick enough. Now, we're acting slower than Italy. There are two choices, as I see it. And the two choices are, you lock down before there are thousands who are ill, or you lock down when there are thousands that are ill. We have no leadership. That's the problem. We have a caretaker Taoiseach who, his lack of empathy came shining through his entire period in government. We need somebody who will make the tough decisions and say, not just no Paddy's Day, we are now going to monitor airports. We're going to lock our island down. It's the only way. If we get the spike that every other country has gotten, didn't act fast enough, the health system collapses. That's the honest to God truth. And I don't care when they say, or experts, these are stakeholders making these decisions, not medical experts. I'm in a hospital. The staff are terrified. And there are children walking around the hospital. Nobody's enforcing any rules. Somebody's got to take control.
I don't know. I don't know if you can say the staff are terrified or the staff are actually doing their best under really bad circumstances. And
but they are scared, Tony, and have no doubt about it. But they are scared. They are scared.
Yeah, well,
they're being left in the dark as much as the rest of us are.
I'm not saying I don't doubt it. I do think that our medical professionals have been doing terrific jobs, and they've been doing terrific jobs under the circumstances whereby, even before this event, trolley numbers have surpassed records. We flu season, we were very lucky that we didn't have a very bad winter this year so far, and it managed to break every record in terms of waiting lists and trolleys. So, the system was already creaking before you introduce what is actually, and I know that they're saying, well, can we call it a global pandemic? When it's in over 80 countries, I think you'd have to call it a global pandemic at this stage. You mentioned the hospitals, and I don't know if that's, people have to get on with their lives as well, Martin. And part of this is, there is calculations done that there is going to be a spike in cases, that it's not going to be preventable unless you close borders, and you may be calling for that, but I don't think that can happen.
I'm not even saying close borders. I am saying when everybody lands in the airport, the first thing should be put on them is a thermometer. Do you have a temperature? It's not even that you're going to stop it. You're just going to make people more aware. As I said, there's children walking around this hospital, Tony. It's insane. It's utterly insane. And the other great lie is that the medical experts are calling the decisions. That's not the truth. It's not the truth. The medical experts are the ones who take care of you. The x-ray people, the lab people, the doctors, the nurses. They are providing excellent care and people trust them. The HSE is who puts you on a trolley in a corridor. So don't confuse the two. The HSE are not the medical experts. They're the political end of it.
Well, I would say the senior civil servants, as we often refer to as the permanent government, call a lot of shots. And I have seen Peter Maguire today had a piece in the Sunday Business Post saying that calls were made on the government to go into the National Basic Pension Fund to free up the £1 billion that they have there to say, we're going to have to pay sick pay for people whose employers can't, because they will have to self-isolate and they will have to be at home. Some of the statistics that we're seeing, just to keep this based on what we're looking at in terms of numbers, some of the statistics I've seen from very reputable people are saying that somewhere in the region of 1 in 5 people will be either ill or will have to self-isolate. That's a huge amount of people. I don't think it's panicking now to say to people, well, make sure you do have, a few bags of pasta and a few, all the paracetamol and vitamin C and whatever other else things you can be taking, because this is where this is going, and there are going to be more cases. And again, another statistic that I don't know if you've seen, but the do nothing option shows a huge spike and then it trails away. The do something option sees that huge spike actually come down, I think it's by nearly 20%, which would put less strain on our health service, which obviously would benefit us all, and you tail off. And then there's the I suppose you're going to call it the nuclear option of shut down everything, close the schools, close the workplaces, do all of that. And that was showing that you would actually cut the cases by nearly 60-70%. There would be a second wave months down the line, because people would then, it would start to circulate around for a second time. So,
it will if you don't put some controls in, Tony, and it will. At the moment, the problem is that there's a lag. It's taking up to 3 days, and I know it's taking up to 3 days for results to come back. So everything is days behind. So the figures you're seeing now are not today's figures. They're 3 days ago's figures. So this is the problem. It's transferring within community now at the moment. You don't have to have flown in from Italy or China. So we have to start taking it seriously. Now, Leo Varadkar is a caretaker Taoiseach, and he simply does not give a shit. It's that simple. I'm glad to see Mary Lou has stepped up to the mark today and said, well, we need to bring in the leaders and we need to take this seriously. And the first thing they should do, because it's utter madness that there are going to be hundreds of thousands of people on the streets of Dublin for Paddy's Day, that is insane.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's unfair to say that Leo Varadkar doesn't give a shit, Martin, but I will say he was seen last night out in town having a bit of crack anyway, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a shit. People need to cop on to this. He doesn't give a shit. Fine Gael doesn't give a shit. They're not going to be in government when this is all over.
And I think that's first of all, I disagree with you. I disagree with you strongly. I think they do care, but I think unfortunately they care only so far as, they also then care equally, if not more so, about consumer sentiment and, scaring the markets and what's going to happen with the need for.
There's a huge dollop of personal responsibility in this for everybody as well. If you're bringing your children into a hospital, what kind of bollocks are you? Wash your hands, be careful, social distancing, do all the sensible things. But we also need those at the top level to be doing the sensible things as well. And they're just not.
I would have to say that I do feel that personal responsibility is going to be a lot. There's great advice there on the HSE website. There's great advice there from medical professionals. They don't make life more difficult for doctors and nurses now in what is going to be a very difficult time. Support your doctors and nurses by looking after yourself and having a common sense approach and not putting yourself in danger. These things.
I'm not putting other people in danger, Tony. That's the big thing too. You might think, oh, I'm all right, Jack. I'm in that cohort who won't be badly affected. That's great for you. Thanks very much for you. But you can infect 3 to 5 people.
Yeah.
So show some personal responsibility.
Oh, I agree. These are the things that need to be done in terms of, you know, we're everybody's talking about washing their hands and hand sanitizer and stocking up and all the rest of it. It is absolutely, you know more, and I'm saying this to listeners, you know more people who have immunocompromised than you think. You absolutely do.
We're not in silos of age groups. Within families, every family has somebody. Everybody has somebody. That's the way it is. Now, if you think it's okay to say, oh, look, I'm all right, Jack, well, then pick 2 people out of your family, take them out the back, shoot them in the back of the head and save them the problem.
Jesus, Martin, would you stop? Like, I mean, it's not...
No. These people who are coming back, Tony, and saying, I'm all right, Jack. Yeah, you're all right, Jack, but you will kill others if you get infected and you don't show personal responsibility.
I think sloppiness and indifference will cause troubles. Absolutely, it does. But to go to the degree of what you are, you're absolutely way over the mark there. But nonetheless,
no, Tony, there are people who are so blasé about this. I mean, they talk about panic. There is zero panic going on. There is zero panic going on. It's the opposite. People need to be a bit more panicked and a bit more wary of where they're going, who they're talking to, who they're in contact with. It's too far the other way, Tony. There's a place in the middle there where people are neither panicked nor laissez-faire about this whole thing, but we're not there yet, nor are we even close to it, and we don't have a government in place to reassure people, and that is the big thing. They're doing nothing to reassure people.
Well, now, here we go. This is probably the first part where we have full agreement. They're not doing enough to reassure people, and I don't see enough being done to say to people, particularly the communities that are vulnerable, and I include yourself in that, so I have to caveat everything I say to you, knowing that you are
Look, I'm not worried about me, Tony. It's my folks I'm worried about. I'm worried about those in my family that I don't want to die prematurely simply because people can't be arsed to wash their hands or do some social distancing, or a government can't be arsed to say, well, no, Paddy's Day is not the best idea in the whole wide world.
It does feel very much like an outsourcing of responsibility from a government that made its entire
completely
10 years.
The WHO has said extreme measures necessary, and there are extreme measures we can do here. We didn't wait until the herd got entirely infected with foot and mouth before we acted. We protected the herd. Mm. So let's do the same with people. Let's protect people. Let's act before people get infected.
I agree. Let's
make the sensible decisions.
No, sensible and actually erring on the side of caution at all turns. That's where I would say.
We can't be cautious enough. Look at Italy has now 10 million people locked down. And those woke bros saying, if you lock down your country now, you're going to cause a recession. It's far worse if you wait. It's far worse if you wait.
Well, the problem is that the global recession is, you know, we're going there anyway. We're going to see.
Okay, the world is going to change through this, Tony. If there is a global recession, the choices afterwards, we can't make the same choices that happened previously, where the vulnerable were sacrificed to keep the rich wealthy. That can't happen, and it won't happen. The world is changing because of coronavirus, and people won't take shit anymore. They won't. Not if they're left to, like Italy. You can guarantee Italy's going to have a very tumultuous political experience when this is all over. You can absolutely guarantee it.
Well, I think Italy's on its fifth government in about 6 years, mate, so that's just par for the course there, sadly. But it does show that we have a democratic political leadership vacuum at the moment.
It's a deficit in leadership. I mean, as you said, if I was Leo Varadkar with zero empathy, if I was his handler, I'd be telling him to step up to the mic and say, we will take care of everybody in this country. We will give it our most to make sure that most people come out of this well. That's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't be swanning around town.
No.
I tell you that for nothing.
No, I actually think it's, I do think as someone who was so obsessed with his image, he's actually missed a huge opportunity to try start rebuilding that image. But clearly, we're hoping to see a guy to change the habits of a lifetime, and that's not going to happen.
Once he shows you who he is once, believe him. So let's put somebody in there who has some empathy and understanding of people's concerns.
Well, I want to see people. I suppose the main thing is now that people show personal responsibility. You know, wash your hands. Make sure
that's one part of the puzzle is some leadership.
Yeah, we can't keep going back on it. Okay, we have to talk about what people need to be doing, and they need to be listening to the medical experts. They need to be listening, keeping an eye on the HSE website and they need to actually practice what you were talking about. Keeping their hands clean, social distancing, not taking unnecessary risks, and more importantly, not taking putting their laissez-faire attitude in and putting other people at risk, because this is where it happens. So, you know, that's the call.
Exactly that's what exactly is in play now, this whole laissez-faire attitude to the whole thing, and it needs to end, and it needs to end now.
Well, we saw they cancel the Italy match, and we've seen people being called snowflakes and people being called all sorts of stupid stuff. That, you know, we should have just got on with it. But at the same time, you know, unfortunately, and the sad part of this is people are dying. People are dying, and unless we take this really seriously now,
in Italy they are now forced to make choices about who they are going to save. Can't save everybody. So now they're making choices. Who gets the medical treatment? Who doesn't? Do you think our health service is any better than Italy's health service is on its hoop, Tony?
Again, I don't want to instill that panic, because they have got huge numbers relative to us. But I do think when those things are happening on the continent of Europe, they should be a wake-up call for everybody. Just because you can't see it outside your front window doesn't mean it's not happening right now.
If you're going to make a mistake, make the mistake on the side of caution, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, it's that simple.
Martin, mind yourself, mate. It's not. I
will do. Hope to be out now very shortly, and we'll get back to Paul again. But there is only one story, and it's going to be the story for the next few months. And we either get ahead of it or we suffer from it. Well,
I'd be worried now, I have to say. And the only thing is, I'd say the fact that you're away there is kind of helping, because if you were here now, I'd probably scream at you. But anyway, look, best mind yourself.
All right, talk to you later, Tony.
Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.